Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing you some more information that you can use. You know, we really try to make it a habit of bringing information that you can grasp and put into play in your lives. I know I try to do the same. And I tell you what, as you know, as many of you know, we on Thursdays, we usually will bring to you Into the Future, where we'll take a look at some of the things that are happening around the world, even in our own country. But very often, of course, with the big thing being taking a look at what might be coming down the pipe. Well, we're going to be doing that today. We're going to take a look at some interesting intersections between robots and farming. That's one of the things we're going to look at. We're also going to take a look at civilization, and this is going to be an interesting take on Into the Future. We're going to take a look at civilizations of the past and what caused their fall, and see if we can get any kind of take on what might be in store for civilizations of today in the future. But before we do that, before we take any of those looks, I have something I want you to hear, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is music. A lot of you know that we really do enjoy, thoroughly enjoy, featuring music on the program, throughout the program, all week, throughout the week. And this is a group I want you to take a listen to. The Fearless Flyers. Four musicians, two guitarists, one bass guitarist, and a drummer. Now I want you to take a listen to what they're doing with their instruments. And I especially want you to take a listen to the drummer. I'll tell you why a little bit later on. Nice bass solo, huh? But keep listening to all the musicians, but pay special attention to the drummer. Like I said, I'll tell you why I say that a little later on today. That's some serious energy. Are you listening to the drummer? The song is entitled Introducing the Fearless Flyers. Ooh-wee. I'm telling you what. Those four men were playing. Those guys were playing. I tell you what. And I mentioned to you that we're going to be, you know, I'm going to be featuring them throughout the day. And I won't be playing the same song by them each of these times that I feature them. Nope. I'm going to be featuring different songs by them. They're lasting, each song is lasting roughly two and a half minutes on average. So you're not talking about, you know, listening to the song 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, nothing like that. But I definitely want you to hear these guys. I tell you what, they are a treat. And like I said, now, you noticed we have some serious, serious sound going there, some serious skills. I want you to be sure to listen to every one of them, every one of the musicians. Joe Dart, Corey Wong. We have Nate Smith on drums. And we have Mark Letiert. They are the Fearless Flyers. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, these guys can go. All right, now, I'll let you hear some more from them in a little while. But for now, I'd mentioned that we're going to take a look at farming in the future, etc. Right now, let's go ahead and take a look at civilization. Yeah, civilization. We're taking, and here's the connection that we're definitely making, civilization and the past. Here's the connection that we're definitely making, civilization and the present. Here's the connection that we might make, civilization and the future. BBC helping us with this. And of course, the big question is, you all know how we talk about, I say we, historians and others, talk about how, you know, what caused the demise of past civilizations. Great civilizations had it going on. And for one reason or another, they fell apart. What caused it? So we look at the great civilizations of today, and we pose the question, will today's civilizations go the same way that past civilizations went? Well, great civilizations are not murdered. Instead, they take their own lives. How many of you agree with that? Great civilizations are not murdered. They take their own lives. I remember having a discussion with someone maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and he said that he was talking specifically about the Roman Empire, and he was talking about how no one from the outside caused the Roman Empire to fall. He said all of their problems came from within. Yes. All their problems came from within, and they brought about their own destruction by themselves. Had no help from anyone. Well, I did not agree with him because I'll be honest with you, I am not a historian, never have been, and more than likely never will be. But in a way, I do enjoy reading history sometimes. I do enjoy watching history on the TV. Sometimes on movies. Historical accounts, whether it has to do with Adolf Hitler or, you know, you name it. But no historian by a long shot. However, I did know by the time he and I had our conversation that he was not correct when he said that Rome's demise was completely and solely due to Rome's own bad decisions and that they only fell from within. And I disagreed. And we'll be getting to that a little bit later. Like I said, that was several years ago. I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago. May have been longer than that. But we're gonna look into that today. Arnold Toynbee, historian, in a 12-volume magnum opus entitled A Study of History, is the one who said that great civilizations are not murdered. They take their own lives. And his volume, his 12-volume writing was an exploration of the rise and fall of 28 different civilizations. And you would think, wow, this man is a historian who studied 28 different civilizations. And don't get me wrong, I'm fully aware of the fact that Arnold Toynbee is a highly regarded historian. And he studied the rise and fall of 28 different civilizations. He must have been onto something. Well, this is what others are saying right now. He was right in some respects. Civilizations are often responsible for their own decline. However, their self-destruction is usually assisted. And they go right to the empire that I was just talking about, that an associate of mine and I were discussing, actually, almost not even associate. We didn't even know each other. I think we had just met each other for the first time that day. And he brought that up about the Roman Empire and how it's completely fell from within. And there were no outside forces that contributed to the Roman Empire's demise. Well, this is what historians are saying now. The Roman Empire was a victim of many problems, including overexpansion, climatic change. I'm pausing for a reason. Climatic change. Climatic. I didn't say climactic from the word climax. I said climatic from the word climate. What helped to bring the Roman Empire down? Over expansion, climatic change, environmental degradation, and poor leadership. But it was also brought to its knees when Rome was sacked by the Visigoths in 410 and the Vandals in 455. And I had read long before that gentleman and I had our discussion about these outside forces that really did just bring Rome to its knees. And that's why I disagreed with him when he said Rome's demise was due solely to internal problems. Collapse is often quick, and greatness provides no immunity. The Roman Empire covered 4.4 million square kilometers, or if you will, 1.9 million square miles in 390. 5 years later, it was down to 770,000 square miles, and by 476, the empire's reach was zero. What brought that on? Well, we'll find out. I'm going to bring some more of this to you in just a few. Right now, more from the Fearless Flyers as we go to break. I'll be right back.